Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golcher dictating an endoscopy report on Diane Leverett, date of birth 6/21/1948, date of procedure December 20, 2023. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Golcher. Your referring physician is Dr. Tanya Haber. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy, as well as colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy and cold snare polypectomy, as well as cold biopsies. Indications are change in stool caliber and bowel habits with diarrhea, comma, weight loss, comma, dyspepsia, comma, colorectal cancer screening, comma, family history of colon cancer, comma, personal history of colon polyps. Description and procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy. We're all explained to the patient. Period. The patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated, and anesthesia service with monitoring anesthesia care. Period. Well lubricated limbus video gastroscopes introduced into the soft tissue, and into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, and esophagus. Period. A retroflex view is obtained at the cardia. Period. Air resection from the esophagus. Sorry, air resection from the stem before withdrawal of the scope. Period. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position. Period. The digital exam was normal. Period. A well-lubricated limbus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, the cecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Period. Careful examination was made of the cecum, comma, ileocecal valve, comma, ascending colon, comma, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, spinal flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, and the rectum. Period. Retroflex was obtained in the rectum. Period. Boston bowel prep score was good with a Boston bowel prep score of 7-2-3-2. Period. The patient followed the procedure well without any complications. Period. Findings at upper endoscopy. Next line, the Z line was irregular at 38 centimeters from light block. There was a 4 centimeter segment of LA grade D severe ulcerative esophagitis. Next line, there was a sliding hiatal hernia that was approximately 2 centimeters in size. Next line, there were subcentimeter polyps noted in the stomach, which appeared to be fundic gland polyps. Some biopsies were obtained for histology. Next line. Sorry, instead of saying biopsies were obtained, say cold biopsy polypectomy was performed on several of these larger polyps. Next line, there was patchy gastric erythema noted. Biopsies were obtained for histology and to rule out celiac disease, to rule out H. pylori. Next line, there was duodenal bulb, small erosion / ulceration. This was biopsied for histology. Next line, otherwise the duodenum to D2 is unremarkable. Biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line, the last 5 centimeters of the terminal ileum appeared unremarkable. Please go back to the description of the procedure and add the terminal ileum was evaluated, period. Please go back to at colonoscopy and state the last 5 centimeters of the terminal ileum appeared unremarkable, period. Biopsies were obtained for histology, given the diarrhea. Next line, random biopsies were obtained in the right, transverse, and left colon separately to rule out microscopic colitis. Next line, there were 3 ascending colon polyps. 2 were approximately 7 millimeters in size and removed with cold snare polypectomy, and 1 was diminutive and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive descending colon polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were non-bleeding. Next line, there was diverticulosis. Next line, patient does have a history of diverticular surgery. There was an old anastomosis that was well healed noted. 20 centimeters from the anal verge. Photo documentation was obtained. Next line. Plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line. We'll prescribe PPI BID for 8 weeks, then daily following. Next line, we'll need repeat endoscopy in 3 months for a reevaluation of severe LA grade D ulcerative esophagitis and healing to document healing. Next line. Would repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line. Follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Next line. Recommend high fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation as needed. Thank you.